Chapter 6. Lucy focused on the ultrasound images in front of her. The baby's face was tilted toward the viewer, her perfect features seeming to smile out from the womb. Innocence defined. She barricaded her emotions and focused on the immediate threat, which meant getting answers Oshiro and Bernhardt might not be forthcoming with if June remained. Walden, could you grab Taylor so the two of you can go over June's recent movements, online and off? We need to know how someone could access her ultrasound. Seth leaned forward. We never shared a copy with anyone. It had to come from the medical center's file. Don't worry, Taylor will track it down. Walden took his cue, escorting June from the room. She didn't protest, but Seth did, half rising from his seat, his gaze following them through the glass walls of Lucy's office. But, to Lucy's surprise, Oshiro also pivoted his bulk, ready to follow June and Walden. Sit down, she ordered the deputy marshal. His expression could have toppled an oak tree, but Lucy deflected it with a raised eyebrow and a glare of her own. Want to tell me why a deputy U.S. marshal on the fugitive apprehension strike team is pulling protective duty on a witness in a civil trial beyond his jurisdiction? Seth shifted in his seat, but Oshiro remained impassive. Taking vacation. Boss has no say who I spend it with. Okay. So it was going to be one of those situations. No wonder they'd come to her. Going off the DOJ's roadmap was a talent Lucy had reluctantly embraced over her 16-year career with the Bureau. And with her squad already on the chopping block, she had nothing to lose. She turned her attention to Seth. Yesterday, you learned of this threat, called Oshiro. He takes a sudden vacation, and you and June come up to Pittsburgh from D.C. so he can protect June until the Supreme Court arguments? He shook his head. Until the baby is born. And after, if we don't find the bastard by then. A father protecting his wife and child. She didn't blame him. She'd do the same. Had done the same 2 months ago. She waited, and he continued. This case could be a game changer in the fight against child predators. But nothing is more important than my family. I don't care what it takes. We need to stop this SOB before he can hurt June or the baby. Why Oshiro? She asked. The two men glanced at each other. Oshiro didn't squirm, but he did seem uncomfortable. First time she'd ever seen that kind of flinch, as microscopic and fleeting as it was, from the inscrutable deputy. Because I'm the guy who could have caught June's father, but didn't. Bernhardt leaned forward, his face earnest. You don't know that. Besides, it was 14 years ago. The bastard who bought her from her so-called daddy got away back then because I was too young and stupid and cocky to imagine the idiot I'd stop for running a stop sign was anything other than the mild-mannered suck-up he'd seemed. It was my first year on the job, working a rural township PD. Stupid rookie mistake. I never ran the guy through NCIC, too eager to get on with real policing. Never knew until too late that he was wanted for possession of child pornography. If I had hauled him in, Mr. Green Elephant, maybe I could have gotten the real identity and location of June's daddy, and we wouldn't be here today. It was the longest speech Lucy had ever heard Oshiro make. I don't understand. You discovered his identity, but he's never been questioned? Oshiro didn't meet her gaze. The township I was working in was 40-some miles away from the mall where they'd found June later that night. And once she was in children and youth's custody, and they pieced together what had happened to her, it was days later that they released her photo to the press, searching for her family. So, what made you think you had stopped the man Daddy sold her to? He hauled in a breath, shifted his weight, then finally looked her in the eye. I stopped the guy. He apologized, handed me his ID and registration, was so polite, looked like some college professor or something. But on his front seat, next to him, there was this 8x10 photo of a little girl. He saw me looking at it and gave me a story about how it was his daughter's school photo, and he'd promised her he'd get it framed as a birthday present for his wife. But he'd forgotten, and the frame store was closing, and that's why he was in such a hurry.
You let him go, Lucy said.
I let him go. Then I see June's photo at roll call a few days later, but it was too late.
By the time the state police pieced everything together, he was dead, Seth explained. Murdered. Daddy cleaning up his tracks. Quietly, efficiently. No wonder he'd been able to elude investigators for all this time.
I doubt if Green Elephant Man would have given us Daddy anyway, Seth said, in a quiet tone Lucy knew was aimed at assuaging Oshiro's guilt. From the way Oshiro studied the floor, she doubted it helped.
Not like anyone else we've caught, not even the guys we've sued, have been able to provide any useful intel on Daddy. And if we had caught Green Elephant Man sooner, what would have changed? June still would have ended up in foster care. Her pictures would still be out there. Only thing different is that we would have linked her to the baby girl collection too soon for her to be able to testify or bring the civil suits. She would have been too young, and maybe she and I would have never met.
Both men fell silent, each staring at the ultrasound lying on the table between them. Lucy brought them back to the here and now.
What makes you think it's June's father behind this? Why not some other pedophile determined to stop the civil suits, using her father's name to frighten her?
What does it matter? Oshiro said. A threat is a threat.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just wanted to know if you have any more evidence. Playing devil's advocate, searching for holes in a case theory was something Lucy did with her team all the time. It kept them on their toes, prevented tunnel vision that might blind them to other possible investigatory avenues.
You mean other than his boasting in public? Seth asked, tapping the printout of the backlist ad.
Take a step back. The man who called himself Daddy and created the baby girl collection was obsessed with June. There's a good chance he's still just as obsessed with her as he was back then.
Oshiro made a noise that translated to, duh.
Lucy pivoted the ad so that it would face up before the two men. He may still want her, but he definitely does not want to share her like he did when he released the baby girl collection.
I don't understand, Seth said, pulling the ad closer and scrutinizing it.
I have no idea if the threats during the earlier court proceedings came from Daddy, but I'm fairly certain this one does.
Right, Oshiro said. So we're on the same page.
No. I'm saying you need to look at the bigger picture. Witnesses like June have their identities protected by the court.
Of course, Seth said. That's why the lawsuit only uses her first name.
But I think June's pregnancy and the fact that her first name is not very common allowed someone to learn her real identity.
After all, how many pregnant women would be coming and going from courthouses during the same time as June's testimony? Any casual surveillance would easily identify her after a few appearances.
Seth frowned.
So that means it isn't Daddy after all? It could be anyone? But you said...
I said it could have been anyone threatening her earlier. But this... She nodded to the ad. This came from the man so obsessed with her that he isn't willing to share her or her baby with his fellow pedophiles. We may have other threats to deal with in the long haul, but this immediate threat? This is from June's father,
and it's bigger than that.
Seth shook his head.
I don't understand.
Oshiro pulled the photocopy up to his face, comparing it with the real ultrasound. Then he nodded as he saw what Lucy had spotted earlier.
He's not just threatening her. He's staking his claim.
Exactly. Which is why he removed any identifying info from the ultrasound image in the ad. Daddy is a legend among child pornographers. If he emerges from the shadows after not being heard from for 14 years, you can bet that they'll listen and obey.
Wait.
Oshiro frowned, all the skin on his shaven head wrinkling in furrows. That means he could call on them for help. He could have a frigging army of perverts at his command, watching and waiting for the right time to grab June and her baby. Lucy nodded. Which means it's not only about finding Daddy. It's about protecting June from an anonymous army commanded by a man techno-savvy enough to hack into a medical center's protected database. Seth pushed to his feet, leaning his weight forward onto the tabletop. We need to do both. Oshiro, you take June, hide her, keep her safe, and you. He directed a laser-sharp gaze at Lucy. You and I are going to find this bastard, hunt him down, and make him call off his dogs. And I don't care how the hell we do it.